आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग इंटेंसिफाइज फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन महाराष्ट्र एंड झारखंड। प्राइम मिनिस्टर एंड सीनियर बीजेपी लीडर नरेंद्र मोदी टू एड्रेस टू रैलीज इन महाराष्ट्र टुडे। President Draupadi Murmu to address Vigilance Awareness Week function of Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi this morning. Four-day Chhath Puja celebrations conclude with oblation to rising sun in different parts of the country. Indian Railways to ply over 500 special trains to accommodate festival return rush. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to address 8th Roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks in Singapore today. And in cricket, first T20 International of 4-match series between India and South Africa to be played this evening in Durban. Campaigning has intensified for the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings in Maharashtra today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he will seek people's blessings by attending the public meetings in Dhule and Nashik. He also expressed confidence that the people of the state will ensure an unprecedented victory for the National Democratic Alliance candidates in the upcoming assembly elections. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister's first rally will be held in Dhule in North Maharashtra at around 12 noon. He'll then address a public meeting in Nashik. Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde will be campaigning in favor of Mahayuti candidates in Dharashiv. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP President Ajit Pawar will be campaigning in Pune and Pimpri. MNS Chief Raj Thackeray will be canvassing in Guhagar. NCP Chief Sharad Pawar will be campaigning in Parbhani and Wardha. The Shiv Sena UBT released its election manifesto in Mumbai yesterday. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, leaders from both the NDA and INDIA blocs are holding rallies in areas for the upcoming first phase of assembly elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address rallies in Lohardaga and Simdega. Seeking votes in support of the NDA candidates, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Giriraj Singh will address public rallies in Jamshedpur and Saraikela Kharsama. On the other hand, BJP's Jharkhand Assembly election in-charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address election meetings at Manoharpur and Jagannathpur Assembly constituencies. Chief Minister Hemant Soren and leaders from Congress, RJD, AJSU and left parties are also holding rallies across the state. Elections for the 81-seat Assembly will be held on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on 23rd November. In our series on constituency profiles today, we take a look at Jamshedpur East Assembly seat in East Singhbhum district of Jharkhand. Jamshedpur East will go to polls in the first phase on the 13th of this month. More from our correspondent.
Opposition BJP has fielded Purnima Sahu, daughter-in-law of Odisha Governor Raghubhar Das, from Jamshedpur East seat. She is contesting election for the first time. On the other hand, Congress has fielded former MP Ajay Kumar. Although 24 candidates, including 15 independents, are in the fray, but the main contest is between Purnima Sahu of BJP and Ajay Kumar of Congress. BJP candidate Purnima Sahu is also facing challenge from two BJP rebel candidates, Shiv Shankar Singh and Raj Kumar Singh. Ownership of land is the major issue in this constituency, as land of Jamshedpur is under lease of Tata. Unemployment and scarcity of drinking water are also issues which are being raised by all parties. Now it is to be seen whether Purnima Sahu of BJP opens her account, or former IPS officer Ajay Kumar will represent, or former IPS officer Ajay Kumar will represent prestigious seat of Jamshedpur East. With KK Lal from Jharkhand, Ashish Abraham, Akashwani News.
The Election Commission of India has asked all political parties to strictly follow the model code of conduct during campaigning for the assembly elections in Jharkhand. While holding a meeting with the representatives of different political parties in Ranchi, State Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar advised them to avoid misguiding the electorate by making false promises. The Chief Electoral Officer has urged the political leaders to refrain from personal attacks and abusive language during election rallies. He reminded the parties of their duty to adhere to the model code of conduct, which was established by the Election Commission after extensive consultations with political parties and stakeholders. President Draupadi Murmu will address the Vigilance Awareness Week function of the Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi this morning. The Vigilance Awareness Week is observed every year by the CVC during the week when the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls. This year, Vigilance Awareness Week was observed from 28th October to 3rd November with the theme Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. Along with the Vigilance Awareness Week, the Commission organizes a three-month campaign on preventive vigilance, which has been undertaken by the ministries, departments and organizations of the central government from 16th August 2024 and will continue till the 15th of this month. The second edition of the annual Indian Military Heritage Festival, IMHF, is all set to begin in the national capital today. The two-day festival aims to engage global and Indian think tanks, corporations, public and private sector undertakings, non-profits, academicians and research scholars, focusing on India's national security, foreign policy, military history and military heritage. The 83rd Indian Road Congress annual session will begin today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari will inaugurate the conference this evening. There will be several technical sessions during this four-day convention, which will continue till 11th November. New technologies related to road construction will be discussed during the convention. More than 2,000 experts from the country and abroad will participate in this conference. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The four-day-long Chhat Puja celebrations concluded this morning with devotees offering oblations to the rising sun in different parts of the country. In Bihar, millions of devotees offered prayers to the sun god and his mother Chhati Maiya on the banks of different rivers. Besides this, people celebrated Chhat Puja at lakes, reservoirs and rooftops in makeshift arrangements. More from our correspondent.
From North Bihar to South Bihar, lakhs of devotees thronged on the Chhat Ghats of Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda and other rivers offered morning oblations to the god of nature. With the inkling of sunrise and reddishness on the horizon, devotees started offering Usakalin Arg at different Chhat Ghats. After the ritual of Paran by the Chhat Vratis, Prasad was distributed to the people. Tens of thousands devotees from other states also observed Chhat Puja at famous Sun Temple. Temples like Dev in Aurangabad, Teus in Sekhpura, Hadiya in Nawada, and Ongari Dham in Nalanda district. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Uttar Pradesh also, Chhat Puja was celebrated with great enthusiasm and religious fervor. Here is a report from our correspondent.
Clad in traditional attires, devotees stood firm in water with their arms full with the prasad and gave arg to the rising sun this morning. Sounds of Chhat songs in Bhojpuri and Maithili reverberated in the background while enthusiastic children were bursting crackers to celebrate the completion of four-day-long Chhat Puja. Thousands of devotees gathered on the banks of river and water bodies across the state, especially in the districts of eastern part of the state this morning, to pay respect to the rising sun. The four-day long fast completed today when devotees gave arg to the Lord Sun. The worship of setting sun was also done with great enthusiasm yesterday evening. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath himself participated in Chhat Puja at Lucknow. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Indian Railways has arranged for more than 500 special trains to handle the return rush of travellers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. In a statement, Railway Board said special trains have been announced to accommodate the returning passengers beginning today. It said additional trains have been planned from the Samastipur, Danapur and other divisions as needed to meet the local demand. Railways will run 164 special trains to accommodate the high passenger flow today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay said, for the smooth exit of passengers from the railway stations, the department has deployed RPF and volunteers to guide them at every juncture.
हमारे जो प्रमुख स्टेशन है जहां लोग आएंगे मुख्यतः आनंद विहार तथा नई दिल्ली, यहां पर पैसेंजर से ट्रेन से उतरने के बाद स्मूथ फ्लो के लिए सुरक्षा बलों की आरपीएफ कर्मियों की तथा रेल सेवकों की तैनाती की गई है तथा पूरी कोशिश है कि पैसेज क्लियर रहे और उनको हम नेविगेट कर पाएं। हमारे वॉलंटियर्स और आरपीएफ स्टाफ जगह जगह तैनात रहेंगे जो लोगों की मदद करेंगे.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar is in Singapore today to address the 8th roundtable of the ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks, organized by the ASEAN India Centre and the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute. The event highlights growing cooperation between India and the ASEAN. During his visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet Singapore's President Tharman Shanmugaratnam, Prime Minister Lawrence Wong and other key leaders. In a sports-packed day for India, athletes are set to compete across cricket, badminton, tennis and chess. We have a report.
After a tough outing in the home test series against New Zealand, the Indian cricket team will be back in action in the shortest format, facing South Africa in an away series with hopes of turning their fortunes around. The first T20 international of the four-match series will be played today at King's Mead in Durban, starting at 8:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The two teams last faced off in the final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2024 in June, where India won the thrilling contest by 7 runs. Meanwhile, in badminton, India's Kiran George will look to continue his winning streak as he faces Japan's Takuma Obayashi in the men's singles quarterfinal at the Korea Masters in Iksan City this morning. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and his partner Francisco Cabral of Portugal will face the French duo of Pierre-Hugues Harabe and Albano Olivetti in semi-finals of the men's doubles event at the Moselle Open in France later this evening. And in chess, India's rising sensation Arjun Erigaisi has made history climbing to the number 2 spot on the FIDE World Chess Rankings after his impressive third-round victory over Alexi Sarana at the Chennai Grandmasters yesterday. Arjun will be in action in the round 4 today. Manik Sharma, Akashvani Sports Desk.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahi today. The weather agency has informed that South Andhra Pradesh, North Tamil Nadu coast and adjoining sea areas can witness squally weather today and advise the fishermen not to venture into these areas. There will be no significant change in minimum and maximum temperatures over most parts of the country during the next week. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to V.C. Pramod.
Thank you, Naresh. India slams hypocrisy of Canada on free speech, reads a front page headline in the Times of India, adding that Canada blocked the Australia-based publication that highlighted the External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar's remarks against Canada this week in Canberra. A headline in the Hindustan Times says, Supreme Court restores DRI's powers, revives 20,000 crore tax notices, adding that the top court has reversed its 2021 order, holding it ill-founded and an error apparent. The Tribune reports that the Supreme Court has ordered liquidation of ailing Jet Airways as the bidder has failed to implement the resolution plan. India gets Trump ready, draws up new policy briefs, reports the Economic Times. And the amid worsening air quality in Delhi NCR, centre has doubled the penalty for stubble burning, effective immediately, writes the Pioneer. And finally, in the 2036 Olympics bid, India underlines its religious diversity, silk and space rice routes, writes the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Pramod. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning intensifies for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to address 2 rallies in Maharashtra today. President Draupadi Murmu to address Vigilance Awareness Week function of Central Vigilance Commission in New Delhi this morning. 4-day Chhath Puja celebrations conclude with oblation to the rising sun in different parts of the country. Indian Railways to ply over 500 special trains to accommodate festival return rush. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar to address 8th Roundtable of ASEAN-India Network of Think Tanks in Singapore today. And in cricket, first T20 International four-match series between India and South Africa to be played in Durban this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.